1. No life till leather. On the bathroom wall of Metallica's headquarters in San Rafael, California, there can be seen a photograph of the band as they appeared in 1982. Shot in the dressing room of one of the insalubrious San Francisco nightclubs where they served their apprenticeship, it captures four young men in the aftermath of a live show, stripped to the waist and bristling with attitude as they leer into the camera lens. Drenched with sweat, adrenaline, and testosterone, it is a snapshot of teenage machismo so studied and gauche as to appear almost charming. Today, the image holds bittersweet memories for James Hetfield. When Metallica's frontman appraises the image, he can see beyond his band's two-dimensional posturing and recall, with genuine warmth, a more innocent time, a time of youthful excitement, camaraderie, and shared dreams. But inevitably, his eyes are drawn to the center of the frame, to the acne-scarred face of a sad, damaged teenager, ill at ease with the world and furiously unhappy with his place within it. And blacker memories are quick to surface, recollections of betrayal, abandonment, and loss. "It was," says Hetfield, "a difficult time." When it comes to telling stories, musicians are not always the most reliable of narrators. Beyond its blue-chip corporation boardrooms, the music business is run from offices full of the trickery provided by smoke and mirrors, where perception and reality rarely share desk space. In the battle to transform artists into brands, truth is often an early casualty, and musicians' backstories are carefully manipulated, manicured, and managed. But when James Hetfield rolls out one of the rock and roll industry's favorite cliches, telling you that without music, without Metallica, he'd be dead, dead or in jail.